The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Laura Theodore, and today we've got a fabulous show. I am welcoming singer, songwriter, fashion designer, podcaster, and entrepreneur Tom Cridlin to this program. We're going to talk about his music, and we are going to talk about his vegan toiletries. Oh, yeah, yeah. And of course, we've got some fantastic music from Tom, too. I love his music. I'm sending good wishes to you and your family for good health, and I am so happy you have joined me today for this podcast. So let's get right to it. It is now my great honor to welcome Tom Cridlin, who is a singer, songwriter, fashion designer, and his greatest music of all time podcast features conversations with music legends and celebrities and guests. They have included Annie Lennox, Chick Corea, Chance the Rapper, Lynyrd Skynyrd, David Crosby, and so many more. And Tom designs sustainable vegan clothing that's all backed with a 30-year guarantee. And I'd like to welcome him to the program right now. How are you today, Tom?
I'm very well. Thank you, Laura. Thank you very much for having me.
I am so happy you are here because I am so thrilled to talk about your vegan line of natural toiletries.
Well, yeah, so the new line of vegan shampoos, oils, and creams just started from the perspective that we're a sustainable fashion brand and company, and you know our most popular products have that sort of sustainable ethos behind them. Things like I was interested in creating something that was for the bathroom because I was thinking of ways of expanding what we offer. Because of course, you know, a sweatshirt with a 30-year guarantee. I mean, people can try different colors or they could try, you know, a 30-year hoodie or something. But, you know, the idea is that they're holding on to that same item for a long time. So as some people correctly point out, it's not the greatest idea for repeat business, but we've got all these loyal customers. And so I was thinking from an entrepreneurial perspective, what would be a good way of us having a new product line that's a bit different. So, and the obvious thing was to create toiletries because there aren't, you know, I didn't really have any kind of favorite brand. And, you know, for all the publicity that there is about, you know, veganism and, you know, trying to move away from products that have too many chemical and animal additives, there weren't any brands that really came to mind to me. You would probably be more of an expert on those. So anyway, that led us in this direction, and so we spent a while on R&D and kind of working out the best way of putting them together. But we've got everything from, you know, natural lemon shampoo to natural chamomile and lavender shampoo, and then we've got things like natural aloe vera and, you know, cream for dry skin. I've had eczema all my life, you know, not so bad now, and the dry skin cream works really well. But it was just to try and create some simple, vegan, really well-designed toiletries without any kind of chemical or animal additives.
And that they are. And people can learn more about it on your website. And I congratulate you for that. It's fantastic that you offer such a great variety within your line. Now, I would be remiss if we didn't highlight your fantastic podcast, and you've had some incredible guests. You're a great host, as well as you are a model guest, I might add. But you're a wonderful host.
Thank
you. Yeah, we'll talk about the podcast a little bit, where people can listen.
It's on all of the podcasting providers, or, you know, all of the major ones like Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube. It's essentially conversations that evolve from people talking about music. So a lot of the conversations are with music stars such as David Crosby, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, Annie Lennox, David Guetta, Chance the Rapper, talking about their journey in the industry, how they make music, anecdotes from their years in the entertainment business, essentially, but then also with people away from music, about music and about other things. You know, we touch on everything from entrepreneurship to politics to current affairs to lifestyle, with anyone from Rose McGowan to Christina Hendricks. So, you know, it's a podcast that will touch on almost anything, like all of my favorite ones do. But it's a little bit like Desert Island Discs in the sense that it usually centers around and evolves from music, people either choosing their favorite records, or if they are a legendary musician, you know, let's say like Seal, who came on, then we'll tend to focus on their career, mm-hmm. and then take things from there. But yeah, it's been an amazing thing to be involved with, and I think we're coming up to our 500th episode soon. So in just a couple of years, I've definitely seen some things and met some people.
Congratulations. Well, it's a great podcast, and I must say the one with Annie Lennox I absolutely loved. And I think that brings me to this tune that I think is quite appropriate to play after we're talking about your podcast, The Last Great Rock and Roll Star. And that's what we're going to air right now. The Last Great Rock and Roll Star, Tom Cridland. Tune. Congratulations. Just talk for one minute or so about how you got inspired to write that one.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Yeah, that song was kind of, it's like the lyric is it's kind of like putting into a song my tongue-in-cheek marketing campaign for my first releases as a solo artist. You know, I thought it would be an interesting experiment to basically, in any interviews and in any press releases and stuff, when I first started making music, to declare that I was going to be the greatest rock star of all time, and I think it was the greatest rock star in the world. I was going to be the biggest rock star in the world, and it was, you know, kind of saying I'm the last great rock and roll star. First there was John Lennon, then there was Elton John, now there's Tom Cridland. It was that type of marketing, which greatly amused my friends and saw me receive a certain amount of abuse down the pub. But this song was kind of putting that tongue-in-cheek thing into a tune, and just trying to go for that kind of like 80s or late 70s Toto, Foreigner, Survivor, like larger than life rock bands. There's always a bit of Beatles-y influence in everything, but it was that type of thing. Just it's like a pastiche one, but it's fun, I think.
It is. It's so much fun. Before you leave us today, just talk a little bit about your musical goal moving forward and what we're going to be looking forward to from Tom Cridland in the coming year.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Thank you so much for having me. And in terms of my musical goals, well, I've just released a song with Elton's longtime guitarist called David Johnstone called I Want to Be Home Alone. And this year is going to be quite Elton-themed. It's the last year of Elton touring, or the last 18 months. His Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is going on. And because I'm playing piano and singing at the same time, something that I only really took up during lockdown, I want to lean into that by playing lots of Elton music. I'm going to be touring a show where I just play my favorite Elton music just for a year, just to really get good at singing and playing at the same time. So I'm going to be in a lot of the places that Elton is playing, doing kind of after parties or pre-parties, and focusing on the live aspect of my music, and, you know, celebrating his catalogue. I'll do tunes that Elton doesn't do himself in his set and things. So if you're going to an Elton John show and you want to see some live music, if there's a song that you're upset that you left out, or if, you know, you think you might want to just continue the fun, then go to tomcridland.com and look at my tour dates soon, because we'll be playing gigs all over the place, and it's going to be a wild adventure, I would say.
You are a world-class, amazing person. I can't thank you enough for taking this time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. I'm wishing you all good things, Tom, in your life, and I do hope we get to have a conversation together again soon.
Oh, we will. I'm looking forward to you coming on the Greatest Music of All Time podcast and to talking about you and your amazing work.
Thank you so much. Be well.
Thanks, Laura.
Your eyes aren't deceiving you. Upgrade would be fair. Every door is opening for me that used to be closed. It's plain to see like autumn leaves. Always be disposed. You live. Sits at the top, the body's no exception. This style felt also right from its inception. Revolution, baby, at the barber shop, making just a little seem like a lot. You live.
And that is his tune, New Lid. Wow, what a great recording. Thank you so much, Tom, for being here again on this program today. You are an amazing singer-songwriter and fashion designer and a podcaster. You can learn more about Tom at tomcridland.com. That's tomcridland.com. Jazzy Vegetarian Season 3 is still airing all across the country on the Create Network. You can go to createtv.com to find your local listings. If you live in the broadcast area, I do hope you're going to tune in. Boy, Season 3, that was quite a while ago, but so many of you have requested to see some of the older and first seasons, and this was a fun one. Man, really good recipes in this season. My cornbread and sweet pepper mini muffins, tofu rancheros, apple turnovers, my mushroom nut burgers, my cauliflower steaks with sweet pepper sauce, creamy cauliflower soup, savory seitan loaf, my penne and black bean salad. Oh man, so many good recipes. And of course, Mom's Turtle Squares were in this season. And the fabulous Jim Brickman joined me for an episode. We had a lot of great guests. So I do hope you're going to tune in. You can learn more about the season at jazzyvegetarian.com. You can actually watch an episode, a preview episode there. And of course, you can get all the recipes from Season 3 right there at jazzyvegetarian.com. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. Well, as always, I'm so happy when you join me here on this podcast each and every week. And until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well from me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
I'm Michelle Phillips, a celebrity makeup artist, beauty expert, self-confidence coach, and Hay House author. My podcast, Beauty and Beyond, is the place for women navigating the challenges of the aging process. Listen in for my professional advice, as well as my expert guests, as we share valuable tips, practical tools, and empowering resources to help you not only look amazing, but also live an amazing life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network and available wherever you get your podcasts.